Lesson 34. The Fox and the Stork. A fox asked a stork to dinner, with the naughty purpose of playing a trick on his guest. The stork came at the hour fixed, with a good appetite for her meal. But little pleased was she on finding that it consisted of mince, served up in a dish so shallow that she could scarcely, with her long, slender bill, pick up enough to satisfy a sparrow. The fox lapped up the food readily enough, only stopping a moment to say, "I hope, madam, that you like your feast. Don't you think that my mince is first rate?" The stork made no reply, but retired, hungry and much displeased, from the almost untasted meal. A few days afterwards, the stork returned the compliment by asking the fox to dinner. Reynard hastened to the place of the meeting, where the stork had made ready her meal. Great was the disgust of the fox to behold the food served up in a long-necked jar, which let the stork's slender bill, but into which he could not thrust even his pointed nose. "I hope, sir, that you like your feast," said the stork, who was not generous enough to return good for evil, and who wished to give Reynard a lesson. And as the hungry fox looked sadly upon into her face, she added, "Those who cannot take a joke in good part should never make one. Never do to others what you would not like them to do to yourself."